Utah Real Estate Headlines. NETR Online launches Utah Public Records and Property Search Portal. NETR Online provides a centralized hub for Utah public records, property tax data, and assessor searches. Real estate professionals in UT can streamline due diligence by accessing property tax records and assessor data through a single platform. Bookmark this resource for quick Utah property record lookups. Slap publicrecords.netronline.com/state-ut/county/Utah. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah DRE launches how-to video resources for licensees. The Utah Division of Real Estate has published a collection of how-to videos video resources designed to support real estate, mortgage, and appraisal licensees. These videos offer UT real estate professionals quick, authoritative guidance on licensing and compliance matters directly from the state regulator. Browse the video library at commerce.utah.gov/realestate/ and note that response times may be slower during the current system transition. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah Public Records Online Directory, new resource for UT real estate pros. An online directory now provides centralized access to Utah public records for property and county-level research. Real estate professionals in Utah can streamline due diligence, verify ownership history, and assess property details without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark hpublicrecords.netronline.com/UT for quick access to Utah County records during your next transaction. Utah Real Estate Updates. Utah County Government Land Records launches Owner Name Search Tool. Utah County Government Land Records offers a real property owner name search function through its online portal. Real estate professionals in UT can quickly identify property ownership by individual or entity name, streamlining due diligence and prospecting in Utah County. Use the name search at https.utahcounty.gov/landrecords/name-search-form-ask to look up property records by owner. Utah Real Estate Updates. Utah Commission Rates in Focus. What 2026 data means for local agents. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Utah and explores ways to reduce costs. Utah agents need clarity on prevailing commission structures to stay competitive and articulate their value as seller expectations shift. Review the full commission breakdown at www.realestatewitch.com/average-real-estate-commission-in-Utah to benchmark your pricing strategy. Utah Real Estate Updates. Utah commission rates hold steady at 5.71% in 2026 agent survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average commission rate in Utah is 5.71%, nearly matching the national average of 5.70%. For Utah real estate professionals, this benchmark helps set competitive expectations and informs client conversations about standard industry pricing in the local market. Review the full Utah commission data at the source link to benchmark your own rates against the statewide average. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most UT jurisdictions, adding 2-6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some UT jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6-12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on 3 factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2, opportunity cost of the down payment. 3, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.